one of the local black and tans. Constable Troy. Fell in love with a local girl, a member of the Cumnaman. And she alienated his allegiance. He was an Irishman from the County Limerick. And up until his alienation, he was considered locally to be one of the worst. And needless to say, his stock was very high with the foreign black and tans as a result. He was prepared to come out on our side and fight, but was ordered to remain, and was invaluable to us at this period as an IRA agent. At a later stage to me personally, when I was a prisoner, he was a lifeline. Whilst we were in Kilquan, Cordell, information reached us through our agent Thry that the enemy sent out a patrol through Castle Island after curfew each night, and it was decided to attack them. The main force was installed in the Carnegie Library. I was in this group. Then we had smaller sections all over town. For the first night in weeks, they never left their barracks. We were informed later that their own intelligence service got them word that we were in town. Some days later, we got information that two lorry loads of the enemy were to travel either to Tralee or Brusna. We decided on Brusna and laid an ambush at Ahan Bay, immediately above Michael Mahoney's house. In the early hours of the morning, positions were manned. A landmine was laid in front of the old lime kiln. Four of the columns, armed with rifles, were at the turn of the road in front of the ambush position. I was in this group. We commanded a clear field of fire on the ambush. Our preparations were complete by 9 a.m. Mick McGlynn, our engineer, was in charge of blowing the landmine. As I have already said, quite a lot of our tools of war were primitive and makeshift. On this occasion, he was minus a switch or plunger for exploring the mine. So, he had two live wires coming from a car battery, and when brought together, they would act instead. Around 11 a.m., Mr. Drum, the father of Jack Hunter's wife, a very old man, drove into the position in his little donkey and cart. He told us that he wanted to collect a rail of turf in the vicinity. We remonstrated with him, and he was very argumentative. All his argument took place immediately on top of the landmine. Our GHQ organizer arrived at this stage and shifted the old man, and not a minute too soon, as the mine went off with a roar prematurely before he had gone 50 yards. The day was very windy, and the naked wires were blown together. Now that all mine was gone, we dispersed. Three of the columns and I had bicycles. And as we arrived at a presbytery in Kirin Tirna, we heard the noise of approaching lorries. We dismounted quickly and took to the fields and left our bicycles on the roadside. These were the lorries that we had late for earlier that had gone to Tralee instead of Brusna. So, the information that we had received from our intelligence was correct. We carried out several more abortive attempts at ambush at the Black Banks, Malahave, Ballybrack, and several others. But the enemy didn't oblige.